This is the October 10th, 2023 Housing Development Corporation Board Meeting. I believe we have a quorum present. Assuming we do, I'd like the minutes to reflect the presence of a quorum. And the second item on our agenda is approval of the minutes of the annual members meeting held on June 1st of 2023. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the annual meeting held on June 1st.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. We will now move to item number three on the agenda, which is the president's report. And for that, I call on President Eric Enderle.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you to all the board members who are here today for joining us. I want to acknowledge that we are together this afternoon in HDC's new office space, as you just noted, at 120 Broadway. As HDC searched for new offices at the end of its lease, we wanted to make clear that we believe in New York City, certainly, and are committed to the vibrancy of downtown. We shouldn't even have to say that, but we think it's an important comment to make. Thank you to the HDC team who helped secure this space and the needed renovations at a challenging time for the New York City office market. I'm also excited to be welcoming new members to the team today. Mark Norman was recently appointed by Mayor Eric Adams to HDC's board. Mark brings a breadth and depth of experience in housing and community development that will only strengthen our work. He currently serves as chair and associate dean at NYU's Schack Institute of Real Estate and has an impressive track record spanning a range of important fields critical to the work HDC does and the communities that we serve, including planning, economic development, design, and community development finance. Mark, thank you for being here and welcome to the HDC board. It has been, I've known Mark reputationally for a long time, but only in the last couple months have we spent more time together talking and getting to know each other better. And thank you and congratulations. And if you want to say anything, you're welcome to take the floor.
I'm just very happy to be here, very happy to serve. Nice to know that this is the first in person. So also happy for that. Yes. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Thank you so much. Later in today's meeting, we will ask the board to approve the appointment of a new officer of the corporation. Brian Che has joined the HDC team as acting senior vice president for public housing and lending strategies, and we're hopeful that you will confirm his full appointment today. More will be said about Brian's impressive credentials later on, but I know we're all happy to have him here. Thank you, Brian. Off script, I just want to make one note. Sitting next to me is Ruth Marrera in the place where Rich Froelich used to sit. This is very off script, but I just want to say just publicly to Ruth, thank you for the way you have stepped up in your leadership over the last 2 years and in the work that you've done. Incredible leadership out of Ruth, incredible judgment, and it's been really a pleasure working with you more and seeing you develop your team and contribute so much to HDC and the work of the last 2 years. So that's just
thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. But I'd also like to make one final announcement before I provide that brief overview of the agenda. And this is a bittersweet moment for the team. After nearly 4 decades of service to HDC, Terry Giello, our executive vice president for asset management and REMIC, will retire next month. Terry's held numerous leadership positions for HDC and has helped steer the corporation to its current position as the largest and some would argue most innovative municipal housing finance agency in the country. I can't even begin to list all of Terry's contributions to our business, our portfolio, and the culture that makes HDC such an incredible place to work. Terry, thank you from the bottom of my heart and the bottom of our hearts. Congratulations on your next chapter.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It is very bittersweet. And I don't want to cry, so I'm muting myself.
That's a new thing. Dramatic exit. We're going to be doing a celebration at HDC with Terry for Terry and more recognition. So we'll leave it here. And Terry is remote today, but thank you, Terry, for everything.
And thank you, HDC and the HDC board for all your support over the past 4 decades. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. We're all a little emotional over this, but being remote keeps it a little bit at distance. With that, I will turn today's official business. We have a full agenda as usual. We'll first hear from our vice chair, Mr. Gould, about a recent meeting of the HDC Audit Committee and today's governance committee meeting. I will then be back to officially request your appointment of Brian Che as senior vice president of the corporation. Our senior vice president for development, Lauren Connors, will then seek your approval of an authorizing resolution to support the financing of an affordable housing development at Willits Point. General Counsel Susanna Lipsight will then ask for your approval of an amendment to HDC's written procedures governing video conferencing. And last, our Deputy Chief of Staff and Vice President for Corporate Affairs, Stephanie Maver-Nicholas, will seek your approval for use of corporate reserves to support the work of a consultant to help generate new ideas to increase the city's housing supply. Once again, thank you all for being here. And with that, I'll turn it back over to the chair.
Thank you, Mr. President. We move to item number 4 on the agenda, which is the appointment of a new member to the audit committee. And for that, I call on Eric.
This one's pretty straightforward. Once again, we welcome Mark Norman to the HDC board, and I'd like to appoint HDC board member Mark Norman to the audit committee.
Thank you. Let me once again take the privilege of the chair and welcome Mark. We're very excited to have you. Look forward to working with you. Welcome to our board. And we'd like to appoint Mark to the audit committee, and I'll entertain a motion.
I move.
Second.
Selfishly, I move.
We have a second. All in favor, please say aye. Any opposed to Mark? No opposition to Mark Norman and his appointment. The motion carries. Let's now move to item number 5 on the agenda, which is a report of the audit committee. And for that purpose, I call on board member Harry Gould.
The audit committee met on September 27th, 2023. At which time the members reviewed investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports. The members also approved the fiscal year 2023 fourth quarter internal audit plan. In addition, the audit committee approved Ernst & Young as the corporation's independent auditor for the next 4 years.
Thank you, Mr. Gould, for that report. And now we move on to item number 6 on the agenda, which is another report from the governance committee, and again, I call on Harry Gould.
The governance committee met prior to this meeting, at which time senior staff raises were discussed and approved, as well as an officer appointment for Brian Che as senior vice president for public housing and lending strategies, which President Enderlin will present for the full board's approval later in this meeting. The actions of the governance committee with respect to the terms of employment for Brian Che, as well as senior staff raises, must be ratified by the HDC board.
Thank you, Mr. Gould. I'll entertain a motion to ratify the senior staff raises and terms of employment for the senior vice president officer appointment that were just approved by the governance committee.
So moved.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor? Say aye. Opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. We move on to item number 7, which is the appointment of senior vice president for public housing and lending strategies. And for that purpose, I call on Mr. Enderlin.
Thank you, Commissioner. Once again, I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the appointment of Brian Che as senior vice president for public housing and lending strategies to the corporation. Mr. Che has extensive experience in the city's affordable housing and community development industry. Mr. Che has held numerous positions, primarily involving real estate transactions for affordable and transitional housing. Prior to joining HDC, Mr. Che was vice president of balance sheet lending and investing for the Community Development Finance Group at Deutsche Bank. Prior to Deutsche Bank, Mr. Che held several positions in city government, including assistant commissioner for purpose-built shelters at the New York City Department of Homeless Services, director of the ELLA program at the Department of Housing Preservation and Development, HPD, director of the Sandy Rebuild Program, also at HPD, and senior project manager at HPD. Mr. Che has also has work experience in the nonprofit community development sector, including as deputy director for housing development at St. Nick's Alliance, a Brooklyn-based community development financial institution. Brooklyn-based Community Development Corporation and Program Director at Enterprise Community Partners, which is the Community Development Financial Institution, and as paralegal specialist at Southern Brooklyn Legal Services Low Income Taxpayer Clinic. During the Bloomberg administration, Mr. Che was appointed to the New York City Rent Guidelines Board, where he served a 3-year term. Mr. Che holds a bachelor's degree in American Studies from Wesleyan University and a master's degree in city planning from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Mr. Che has been acting Senior Vice President for Public Housing and Lending Strategy since August 14th. I'm recommending that he be appointed Senior Vice President for Public Housing and Lending Strategies. With your approval, Mr. Che's appointment would be effective as of October 10th, 2023, today, with the employment terms presented to the members of the HDC Governance Committee prior to this HDC board meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Enderlin. I will now entertain a motion to appoint Brian Che as Senior Vice President for Public Housing and Lending Strategy. So moved. Thank you, Mr. Gould. Second?
Second.
Thank you, sir. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. We will move now to item number 8 on the agenda, which is approval of authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily housing revenue bonds 2023 Series D and the approval of a mortgage loan. For purposes of this item, I will call on Lauren Connors.
Hi. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds 2023 Series D in an amount not expected to exceed $135 million. The bonds are expected to be used for the financing of a portion of the mortgage loan for the acquisition and construction of Willits Point Buildings 1 and 2. Interest on the Series D bonds is expected to be exempt from federal, New York State, and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with an allocation of new private activity bond volume cap. In addition, the members are also being asked to approve one or more interest rate hedging instruments in a combined notional amount not expected to exceed $150 million to manage interest rate risk relating to the remarketing of certain bonds into variable rate bonds and or other bonds issued under the open resolution in connection with certain permanent financings. An authorizing resolution will authorize a 351st supplemental resolution. It is anticipated that the proceeds of the 2023 Series D bonds will be used to finance a portion of the mortgage loan for Willits Point Buildings 1 and 2 in an amount not expected to exceed $135 million. In addition, the corporation intends to sell a 100% participation in a co-senior construction loan to Wells Fargo Bank and the syndicate of investment-grade banks to be selected prior to origination. The co-senior bond loan is expected to be funded with the bonds, and the bonds are expected to be secured by a collateral facility. The entire construction loan will be floating rate and will be structured as a drawdown to reduce the negative arbitrage that would otherwise be incurred under the conventional fully funded open resolution bond structure. No permanent financing has been secured to replace the construction loan. At the time the construction loan is ready to convert to a permanent loan, the corporation may enter into permanent financing agreement with the borrower, which will be brought to the members for prior approval. The members are being asked to authorize the issuance of the bonds pursuant to multimodal supplemental resolutions. Accordingly, all or a portion of the bonds may be converted to other interest rate modes provided for in the supplemental resolution, such as a fixed rate or variable rate. I would note for the members that we are presenting a framework of the financing structure for Willits Point Buildings 1 and 2. Should there be substantial changes to this framework, the project will be brought back for the members' approval prior to closing on the bonds and the making of the mortgage loan. For more information on this development, please see attachment 1. In connection with certain upcoming permanent financings of the corporation, the members are also being asked to approve one or more interest rate hedging instruments in a combined notional amount not expected to exceed $150 million to manage its interest rate risk relating to the remarketing of certain bonds into variable rate bonds and or other bonds issued under the open resolution. The corporation is working with Mahanti Garjulo LLC, its hedge advisor, to lock in the favorable current financing costs through the facilitation of interest rate hedging instruments. More detail on the development, as well as bond underwriters, risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions?
Mr. Bergler.
I am required by the Conflict of Interest Board to make the following disclosure. Members of my firm, but not I, at this time at least, represent Steve Ross and related in a variety of matters, and do so as well in respect of Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, and Wells Fargo. Under that disclosure, I am not required to recuse since I do not work with the entity.
Thank you, Mr. Mergler. Duly noted. Let the record show that. Anyone else before we go to Susanna?
Okay. If no questions, Susanna will provide the authorizing resolutions.
Thank you. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the open resolution. The issuance of the bonds, the pledge to the open resolution of any mortgage loans of the corporation, the terms of any liquidity facility, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are requested to approve the origination of one co-senior participation loan and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish such financing. Finally, the members are requested to approve the execution of one or more interest rate hedging instruments in a combined notional amount not expected to exceed $150 million, and the execution by the president or any authorized officer of the corporation of any and all documents necessary to enter into said hedging instruments. Thank you.
Thank you, Susanna. I will now entertain a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily health revenue bonds 2023 Series D and approval of a mortgage loan and other actions by the members described in the memo before you. Could I have a motion, please? Thank you, Mr. Gould. Second. Thank you, Mr. Mergler. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. We move now to item number 9 on the agenda, which is approval of an amendment to the written procedures governing video conferencing. And for that purpose, I will call on Susan Lipsyte.
Thank you, Commissioner. The members are asked to approve an amendment to the corporation's written procedures governing video conferencing, pursuant to an amendment to the Open Meetings Law, Section 103A, which provides for an exemption for individuals with disabilities. Specifically, the amendment allows any member who has a disability as defined under Section 292 of the New York State Executive Law, where the disability renders a member unable to participate in person at any meeting location where the public can attend, to be considered present for purposes of fulfilling the quorum requirements. Please note that Section 103A of the Open Meetings Law, which governs video conferencing by public bodies, will expire on July 1st, 2024. In order to use this provision of the Open Meetings Law for future HDC board meetings, the members are requested to approve the amendment to the corporation's written procedures, which were originally adopted on March 31, 2023. Before you are one revised copy of the written procedures with the amendments, and one blacklined copy indicating the specific changes to the existing written procedures. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Susanna. Hearing no questions, I will entertain a motion to approve the amendment to the written procedures governing video conferencing originally adopted by this board on March 31st. Thank you. Second. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Thank you. Now we will discuss approval to fund contract for a housing supply study. And for that purpose, I call on Stephanie Mavronikolas.
Thank you, Commissioner, and good afternoon, everyone. Please see the black line of the memorandum on the table before you. I'm pleased to join you today to recommend that the members approve funding of contract services for a housing supply study aimed at bolstering the supply of affordable housing in New York City. On December 8th, 2022, New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced Get Stuff Built, a three-pronged framework focused on reforming government policies and processes to address the affordable housing supply crisis, and subsequently laid out a moonshot goal of building 500,000 homes over the next decade. Following a competitive mini request for proposals issued this past April by the New York City Economic Development Corporation, a committee of representatives from HDC, EDC, the New York City Department of City Planning, the New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development, and City Hall selected BJH Advisors, a registered minority business enterprise, working with a team that includes housing policy firm BAE Urban Economics and architecture and planning firm FX Collaborative, to conduct a housing supply study that will expand upon the current roster of strategies described in the Mayor's Get Stuff Built framework, specifically with an eye towards helping the city to significantly increase the supply of affordable housing. BJH Advisors was selected to provide a range of services, including the preparation of a gap analysis to identify potential programmatic and policy suggestions to significantly increase housing supply, as well as a land use and development feasibility study for priority development sites to ensure efficient use of scarce financial and land resources. Subject to the members' approval of funding, the corporation will engage in a memorandum of understanding with EDC, agreeing to share in the funding of the contracted services with BJH Advisors, where HDC will provide funding for half of the full amount of the required services under the contract. Today, the members are requested to approve the use of the corporation's corporate reserves in an amount not to exceed $185,250 to partially fund the contract engagement between EDC and BJH Advisors and the execution of the MOU between HDC and EDC by the president or any authorized officer of the corporation. With that, are there any questions?
Mr. Merdler. I'm sorry to do this, but as you may recall, I have a very deep-seated problem with the words affordable housing, unquote, most of which is not affordable to many people of the city of New York. And so I would like to express that reservation, because unless they first define affordable housing, I cannot support their study. I will, however, vote for the resolution, hoping that they will do something in that regard.
Thank you, Mr. Merdler.
Good.
And interesting, yeah, posture, but I think it's the spirit of the study is aimed in that direction.
I know that your agency has been trying to deal with this issue for an extended period of time, yes, under your leadership, and I congratulate you for it. But I can tell you that in my community, which you know well, most of the people are really upset. They, and as I mentioned it earlier today, they go to a building and they find out either its requirements of income are too high or too low, and they're in the middle and they don't know what it is. But they said it was affordable housing. You, I know, have tried. You've issued publication after publication on the issue. I think until such time as we get clear definition of words like affordable housing and indeed homelessness, we are kidding the people of the city of New York through no fault of yours or of your agency. But it's got to be done. And all I'm asking is that that be noted so that hopefully they may take a point on it.
The record will show.
Yeah, I would add to what the commissioner said too, and I think it is, Mr. Merdler, going in the direction of exactly what you talked about. Stephanie referenced the moonshot goal, which is 50,000 units a year for 10 years, so 500,000 units, which is significantly more, and that's across a broad cross section, things that might be defined well or poorly as affordable, but also I think there's an increasing recognition in the world that this is a supply problem writ large, and that simply increasing the supply is a critical thing to do, regardless of how you describe it. So
that's why I would support it.
Absolutely.
But
thank
you. I still have that basic fundamental problem.
Yep. And we hear that loud and clear. And I think that the city, and as the commissioner said, hears that loud and clear.
Oh, yeah.
This is really about pure supply across every range of price point.
Yeah. And, you know, to go a little bit off, offline here, you know, we, a couple of weeks ago, and the commissioner, the OMB director is here, the commissioner of finance is here, all having had some participation in the discussion about what we are trying to do as an administration, but the City of Yes initiative really targets this housing supply challenge we have, creating the framework we need. And we obviously operate within that context as partners between HPD and HDC. We had a banner year of production that was really unexpected, but the teams here and at HPD worked very, very hard to increase the supply of affordable, quote unquote, affordable housing. and I think with these other initiatives and the addition of a study of this nature, we're focused like a laser beam on this challenge. So with that said, unless there are other comments or questions.
Yeah, Mr. Yes, ma'am. I'm just, what's the timeline for completion of the study?
The study is anticipated to be completed by the year end of this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let the record show. Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's good. I like that. Sometimes that's all you need to capture the sense that somebody wants to convey. I will now entertain a motion to approve the use of the corporation's corporate reserves in an amount not to exceed $185,250 to partially fund the contract agreement for a housing supply study and the execution of a memorandum of understanding with the New York City Economic Development Corporation by the president or any authorized officer of this corporation. A motion.
With the reservation stated, I so move.
Thank you, Mr. Murdler. A second. And Mr. Gould, thank you. All in favor, please say aye. Any opposed? No opposition. The motion carries. At this time, I'd like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I hear a motion?
So move.
Thank you. Second.
Second.
Thank you, ma'am. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. We move to the last item on the agenda, which is the classic other business item that is on every agenda. Is there anything that the members would like to discuss? New business or it's time. There being no other business, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Gould. Second.
Second.
You. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposition to an adjournment? No opposition. Motion carries. This meeting is adjourned.